In Ohio and across the country, many people are heeding the call to observe Martin Luther King Jr. Day by doing something for other people. In addition to the marches and speeches, people are marking the day by painting schools, refurbishing libraries, stocking food pantries, and cleaning up neighborhoods. Melanie Collins with Hands On Northeast Ohio says a National Day of Service is a great reminder that it doesn't take much to make a big impact.
Some of the quotes that Dr. Martin Luther King used that really resonate is everyone can be great because anybody can serve. That's just a very powerful mission, you know, no matter what background you come from, everyone can give a few hours. If you can give a little bit collectively, the impact that can make is just tremendous. You know, you don't need to dedicate a week or a month. If you can just give a little bit here and there, it can really, really make a big difference.
OSU's Day of Service program was expected to attract 1,000 students, faculty, and staff who gathered at the Ohio Union this morning before being shuttled to volunteer opportunities throughout Central Ohio. The National Museum of the U.S. Air Force says work on a new building can go ahead in Southwest Ohio. Work on the $35.4 million expansion project was held up after another contractor filed a protest of the award to Turner Construction Corporation. But the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers reviewed the bid award and rejected the protest. A notice to proceed was issued Friday. The fourth building for the museum near Dayton will allow relocation of the Presidential Aircraft Gallery from a hangar in a restricted access area of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. During a recent visit, NASA Chief Charles Bolden commended the Glenn Research Center for its work on advanced space propulsion. For Ohio Public Radio, WKSU's Kabir Bhatia reports on Bolden's review of the technology that could send Americans into space in the next decade to battle asteroids.
NASA says its asteroid redirect mission would identify, capture, and relocate asteroids for further study, keeping them away from sensitive equipment and Earth in the process. And during his tour, Bolden said NASA Glenn's pioneering work on the technology, along with de-icing and solar arrays, has made the research center in Cleveland critical to commercial aerospace.
We have birthed commercial space. We now have two American companies that carry supplies to the International Space Station, and they did it because we lent them our technology, we lent them our places to test, we lent them our expertise. They did it on their own, but with our help. We worked ourselves out of a job. We used to be the only way to get to low Earth orbit. We don't do that anymore.
Bolden visited NASA Glenn, one of 10 NASA research centers in the country, a day after Congress passed an appropriations bill that includes $17.65 billion for NASA. He says the original request was for $17.7 billion, and he joked that he still intends to get that last $50 million at some point. An announcement is expected next month on how much of that money will be coming to NASA Glenn.
For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
The Ohio Lottery Commission is trying to draw attention to serious messages about problem gambling by depicting outcomes of some humorous bets. The characters in the I Lost a Bet media campaign include a bearded man dancing atop a table with rhythmic gymnastic ribbons and another guy wearing a dog costume and crouching in a crowded elevator. The billboard and TV ads refer to the campaign website where funny scenes precede serious messages about the damaging effects of problem gambling. The lottery's marketing director describes it as the applesauce with the medicine. Columbus Dispatch reports the ads target young adults, especially men, statistically shown to be most at risk for problem gambling. The $1.5 million campaign is funded by taxes paid for by horse racing tracks that have slots like video machine. Ohio-based companies finding new uses for old items are featured this month in a state business awareness campaign sponsored by the Secretary of State. The new uses theme was picked to dovetail with the start of the new year. Recipients include a Magnolia company that refurbishes wood from barns and other historic structures for plank flooring, and an Akron company that salvages wood for inventive uses from old factories, schools, and houses. One featured company, EnviroFlight of Yellow Springs, makes animal feed and oils from the bio-waste of food manufacturing, brewing, and biofuel production. Cincinnati-based Rustic Refinery reclaims wood and industrial metal for furniture, while a nonprofit warehouse in Canton provides affordable and used building materials to needy families. Ohio's $30 billion recycling industry employs 98,000 people.